the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, we're back. And so... So do me a favor. The gentleman who is accused by his wife of molesting his daughter and his stepdaughter, someone is advising that you install cameras, you know, around the house, because that's one way you would be able to at least find out who goes in and comes out. But please pardon me. Your message also didn't come as early as is possible. If next week is not too late, I promise to kick off the conversation from... Well, I promise to kick off the conversation next week from some of the screenshots I'm taking today, next week on the show on Confessions Thursday. The man who says his wife calls him ugly. So here's what we need to eliminate. The fact that she's joking. So, you know, she could tease you about being ugly. And it's only a tease. And you know she really doesn't mean it. You know, there's that. So I need to eliminate that. That she's just... Because, you know, someone can tease you or say something and you're sure that they don't mean it. And then there is the fact that they mean it, it's just at the back of their tongue. And when they have an opportunity to just throw it in your face. Yeah, that's what I don't think you should live with. Actually, you can't live with it. I guess that's also why you're asking the question, right? You can't live with that. Where they throw... It's not just... They don't even... It's not anywhere far. It's just at the back of their tongue. They're just waiting for the sun to go down and for you to piss them off. And then they just... Oh, you just... You ugly. Hi, girl. So, yeah. I promise I will continue much of the conversation next week from the messages I captured this week. Let's talk about death. Let's talk about death. So... I must say that the first death I ever experienced, and maybe God was good to me, to see death when I'm older, just so that I can survive it, I guess, you know, it would be the death of my mom. And I think since then, I've really paid death some attention. If I've been indifferent about it before, since my mom passed, I've really paid death some attention. And here's what we can establish quickly. We're not going to escape it. Nobody gets out alive. Then it means that between here and death, you want to be, at least I think, you want to be as excellent as is possible. What do you stand to lose if, say, you die and find out the other world? Well, some of you don't think that there's anything else, which is a conversation for the Lords of Logic so that we can really debate your imagination and whether you think there's anything after here. But if you believe that there's something after here, then if you can be the best that you can afford to be here, what do you lose when you get the other way? And I think it's because we assume that death is far. That's why we maybe reckless or abuse time, opportunity, the privilege of existence itself. I don't even think many of you even regard existence as a privilege. Some of you maybe even blame your parents for giving birth to you. I mean, and I can respect whatever sentiment that may inform that perspective. But death. So yesterday, I honestly thought they were putting up a, you know, like this whole clout thing that they do on social media where people just want the public in a roar, so they come up with something silly and sentimental at the same time just to get the public talking. I've even heard that one night, I don't know the name, this guy, I've never seen his movie. I've only stumbled on his name on social media, the way you scroll past stuff and you read things and you read a person's name. That's the closest to knowing him. I've never seen any of his movies. I can't remember last time I watched a home video. But it's the way he died. It's that. And there's something about the suddenness of death, particularly if you don't experience the death where your parent or your family or your loved one grows old and passes away. That even looks comprehensible. Someone says, Joyce, why not continue with confessions? You want us to do confessions throughout today? So someone is asking that we continue confessions throughout today. Besides, we have no time for the Lords of Logic. You don't want to talk about death? Okay, let's vote on it then. Okay, let's vote. Do we continue the conversation on death, or do we continue on Lords of Logic? Call me and let me know. Okay, good. At least I would like to please you today. It's not something I do every day. So, do you want to continue the conversation on... This one is also saying, let's continue with Lords of Logic. This is going to be chaotic. Telephone lines are banging. Good. Do we continue the conversation on death or confessions? Hello, Nigeria Info, real quick. Lost you. Make it back. Death is a necessity. Oh, hold on. Hello, Nigeria Info. Where are we at? What do we
Lady
do?
Lady J, confessions, please.
Ridiculous. Okay. Hello, welcome to the show, Nigeria Info.
Hey, Joyce.
Yeah.
Confessions? This dead gist is going to take a whole lot of time, and we need time for the gist.
Okay, good. So, second vote. WhatsApp already had like 5 people saying confessions. All right, we'll just stick with that then. Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, to you too, my brother or sister.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I'm with you. Go ahead. Assalamu alaikum to you too.
I'm looking for Hajia Binta.
Oh, no. Wrong number. Okay, thank you. Hello, Lords of Logic, death or confessions?
Yeah.
Real
yes,
quick.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Real quick. We'll just taking a poll.
I'm voting for death.
Death. Okay, you're the first. Thank you. Someone is saying Lords of Logic, please. All my Lords of Logic people are speaking. But confessions seem to be having it. Hello, welcome, Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set.
Confessions
is winning. Good Lord, where are my Lords of Logic people? Hello, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good day. Uh-huh. I miss all the people of Lagos.
What is it going?
Lots of logic, but I'm not sure I will win.
Yeah, well, let's try. Let me push this a little more. Just 2 more minutes. Let's see what we get. Confessions people, you guys are just gossips. You just like gist. Hello, welcome to the show.
Yes, please.
Confessions?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, God, confessions is winning it. I hate it. Hello.
Hello, confession, continue.
Oh, good Lord, nah. Okay, hello, 2 more, we're done. Hello. The volume of your radio set.
Man.
Huh?
My Lords of Logic.
Thank you, Lords of Logic. Okay, let me count WhatsApp. This one says Lords of Logic, confessions, death. Lords of Logic. Okay, Lords of Logic, you guys came out to play too. I like that. Confessions. Oh, good God. Hold on. What was that? Oh, hold on. Confession. You guys, I like it. Lords of Logic, you guys came out to play. I love it. Thank you very much. Don't mind all these friends that like gist. Hello. Confession. Oh, Lord. Thank you. Okay. I have veto power. By the power vested in me, the Lords of Logic. Well, yeah, that's the thing about having power.
There are mysteries to the universe we were never meant to solve. But who we are and why we are here are not among them.
And so, we do not leave to chance our duty to think. For why else then are we free beings? For it is slaves who run into fantasies, flatteries, and fads as one goes into sickness.
What is your profession?
Go now, run along and tell your Xerxes he faces free men here, not slaves.
Dread it, run from it. Destiny arrives all the same.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
WhatsApp is on flames. Oh, good Lord. Okay, so I promise next Thursday, I beg you in the name of all things bright and beautiful. Confessions lovers, please, next Thursday. I promise. Here's the deal. I'll start off from today, next week. Let's do Lords. Come on. Come on. But yeah, once again, cheers to all my Lords of Logic. Yeah, you guys came out. I love it. I thought Confessions was going to have it, but you guys, yep. Okay, let's talk about death. So, death must have a meaning. And then maybe it's impossible for us to attain an aspect of its meaning because we really don't know exactly what it is. I was reading some history and then they say that death is not the end, it's the continuation. So it's a form of transition. Look at Lords of Logic on WhatsApp. Thank you very much. So let's talk about death. Now this guy dies, and we can say that in a moment in between coming and he even jokes about it. He I mean, of course, he didn't expect to die. So I'm going to just quickly play you the audio. But I want to think you've seen it. You know the guy because if you watch home videos, this is someone who is familiar to you. He is, in many sense, unfamiliar to me. I just know his name because I see it. Confessions, people, you guys are going to forgive me because I'm seeing all your messages on WhatsApp. I know you love me and I love you right back. And next Thursday, look at all the time I give to you. Okay, so I'm going to try to play you that audio. I fetched it on my page earlier, but kind of missed it. I just want to play you that audio. And even if we're not able to properly interrogate it today, it is necessary to contemplate death, just so that you don't take advantage of the privilege of time. All right? The death is so dramatic. It's the way it happened. All right, let's hear it. Hold on.
I beg, no vex you, yeah? Yeah, bros. Don't leave me there, bro. No vex. Nobody there, love. Don't leave me there, bro, no. Don't leave me there, bro. I got three children. I've been going to raise them. I got three children. I've been going to raise them, bro. Bros, I beg. Oh, Jesus, what is this? I beg. I got three children. I'm going to raise them. I beg. Take as possible. Don't like this. Is a risk. Swag Nation, see the risk we take.
It's okay like this, I beg.
Don't speak. See the risk we take, people, to entertain you. Live on the right on River Niger. Whoa. This one that they hit under. You don't go boss, Abby.
All right, so you see this part of the video. So the moment I saw this video, and I watched a few other clips, which I'm going to try to capture, see if I can capture to feed your imagination some picture. They were able to, I don't have the details, of course, I'm not there, right? So they're able to retrieve some bodies. Now, this is popular because he's really popular in the movie business. But there are other people who are also in the movie business who have also lost their lives, but are not as popular. And so it seems as though a person's death is overshadowing others, but that's not the point I'm trying to make, is that they retrieved the bodies and brought them to shore. And I looked at the number of people who were on shore, from the men who rode the boats, who were in charge of it, those who came as spectators. And I could not believe that nobody knew CPR, or at least attempted to revive him. And then they went from there to the house of a herbalist. It was said that he was supposed to be taken to a herbalist in order to do some rituals that could guarantee his spirit returning into his body. And then there was another video, which I think is also necessary to highlight, out of Ghana. Now, a Ghanaian comes on a Ghanaian radio station and says that Nigeria, and he names the name and says, well, you have to pray for this man. Nigeria is going to experience a death, and the enemies of his father's house are against him, and they're going to want to kill him. And he says, well, Nigerians have to do something because we're all going to regret. Well, that's how he puts it. I'm going to play you that audio in a moment, but I want to open up telephone lines just so that we can get into the conversation. So here, the question of death, particularly when someone says the enemies in his father's house are trying to kill him. Now, that's out of Ghana. That didn't happen in Nigeria. It came out of Ghana. And then we saw the way he died. If you had any question, what would your question about death be? So remember, I even heard another Nigerian prophetess said something about death in the Nollywood industry, But that I saw that this morning. But I saw the Ghanaian one yesterday, where a Ghanaian said, oh, Nigeria is going to experience death. Junior Pope should pray something out of his father's house is evil, and they're trying to get at him. So if that is anything to go by, and it happened, of course, before the death of this gentleman. So if that is anything to go by, it appears as though, if we're going to borrow the logic of the enemies in his father's house, had maybe wished him evil. And therefore, there was nothing Pope could have done yesterday that could have saved him. Even though I'm here saying, how could nobody perform CPR? If you had a question about death, what would it be? And I would like for you to attempt to answer it. So I'm not going to be the one to give you that answer. You have to try to answer it. Nobody gets out of this alive. So we're all going to die. Now, the tragedy of this is, you could be snatched. Like, so death could just be in the wind playing and snatch someone. Because from this, it doesn't appear to be. Did his time come? Would you say his time came? Think about it. Did his time come? Or was he snatched? Did something take him away untimely? And I 0201-465-7190. If you had a question about death, what is it? And can you attempt to answer your own question? You must think about death. So some people start the year with you, don't end the year with you. Some people start the day with you, don't end the day. This also reminds us of the NSARS. During NSARS, a gentleman during the riot period put out a message on Twitter and said, Nigeria will not end me. And a few minutes later, there was a stray bullet that hit the guy. That's the story. Nigeria would not end me. And a few minutes later, a stray bullet hits him. The end. Or the passing into something else. I think I would like to believe that my mother, that the death is a passing into something else for at least most people, if not all, maybe for all, actually. So I want to believe you are thinking. The next thing is you call me. It's the Lords of Logic. Death. What's your question about death? Welcome to the show. I lost your makeup back. This one asks Joyce. Thank God I chose Lords of Logic. Why do we die? And if we die, is it our turn? And if it's our turn, what's next? Now I don't have the answers. That's a good start. At least you've asked some questions. It's okay if you don't have the answers for me now. I can wait for the answers another time. Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Turn off the volume of your radio set, please. You're a lord.
Yeah, my name is Chris Ezanya.
Welcome, Chris.
Yeah, okay. All I know is that death is inevitable. You know, we come here, we came from somewhere, and we are going somewhere. It doesn't end when we die. Life goes on. We exist in other planes, whether we believe it or not.
Okay.
As per this guy's death, it may have been foreseen. It's just that we must try to align ourselves or follow rudiments of things. If you watch the distance, he was not wearing a life-saving jacket. So whether there is a family cause or family people following him, he could have made it and they wouldn't have. Because Satan has the power to tempt us, but he doesn't have power over us. We can defeat it. So if the guy has put on a life-saving jacket, he would have survived it, simply.
Okay, now, pardon me. Somebody from Ghana said that, gave a prophecy, if I can call it that, that enemies in his father's house were trying to kill him. Did you see the video? Have you seen that video?
No, I didn't say
it. Okay, I'm going to play it for you in a moment. But if you were going to consider that for a moment.
Yeah, I got what I mean. Prophecy is a science of things that is possible. Like, somebody may tell you, I will come and attack you. What do? You equip yourself. It's not a mod that they will defeat him.
Okay.
If he had put on a seven jacket, it is protective. That's what I mean. God gave us power to defeat enemy.
Okay. Okay.
So when prophecies come, it's a kind of, oh boy, be prepared. You know, get trained so that they won't be able to. They don't have power over him. It's just that he didn't put on the serving jacket.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, welcome to the show. What's your question about death? Hello, the Sony side.
Can Hello, you... good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, this is Lord the Merchant Man.
Welcome, Merchant Man. Lord.
Yeah. Just like my brother, the last caller, I just said, death is an inevitable end to every human being.
Does that also mean you don't have a question? Like, you don't question things that happen, or you don't have a question for death? You don't suppose that it needs to be questioned?
No, you need to question some circumstances surrounding a particular incident that leads to death.
Okay.
Which ordinarily, if revelations maybe came before then, somebody's caution and meticulous attention to things might save it. There is a saying in Igbo that says, "Nka denansi," meaning longevity is in the ears. If only you always adhere to those words of advice that don't do this, don't do that, somebody will tend to live to the last point of his or her lifespan. Mm. I just sent something to you now to address the point you are making. You know this group on social media, the Facebook, the group that is called Anonymous. Anonymous sent a message about this guy. If you scroll your studio WhatsApp platform, you will see the message I just sent. The Anonymous sent a post about this particular guy around August 23rd, 2023, that anybody around a particular movie star in West Africa should tell him to be careful about his life, that some people are after him. Because
really?
Yes. Just check the post. If you go to Facebook and check Anonymous platform, you will see it is there on your table. I sent it. I did a screenshot and sent it to you.
Okay.
In order to buttress the point you're making about the Ghana prophecy. So it's as if some people actually saw something about him. You understand?
Yeah.
But the truth is, he was a bit careless. Because when I was doing youth service, I served in Brass Island, that you have to take a boat for 2-3 hours on the river from Yenegua to Brass Island. You have to be on top of water for 3 hours. So we were always advised never to travel without our life jacket.
Okay.
So in no occasion did I skip it.
Okay.
So in as much as some people had told you that there is death lurking around the dark, all you needed to do was to be very, very careful. Even if it meant not, like I myself,
okay,
I came to realize that between the time I had surgery, I took it back to some other moons in my life. I realized that around that particular period I had the surgery, within that period of the moon, something wonderful, something very pathetic always happened around. Either I would be involved in a very serious accident that some people would die, or something very, very, something great will always happen. So what I normally do is, anytime it's around 2nd March, from 2nd March or from 1st March to like 10th of it, I don't normally go anywhere, because it's within that time frame that I normally experience something dangerous in my life. So if Junior Pope had been able to live meticulously by adhering to instruction, even...
Okay.
Taking him not to go for that shooting, at least he would have been alive now. So, thank you so very much, Joyce.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate. Now, it seems as though that there are things we expected of him to have known, and as such should have taken precautions. And then there are other aspects that I don't know whether he may have paid attention to, or if any of you listening even pay attention to. Now, the trouble with paying attention to what someone like a quote-unquote a prophet may say is that it could be false, and it could be something that could be projected upon you. It may not even be your fate. It may just be a projection upon you, meaning that you have a choice to resist it or accept it. So here is the prophet out of Ghana.
It will be one guy for the Nigeria movie industry where they do very well.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to send a message to you for cross-check a papa inside. Because the darkness on Junior Pope not take time out. Plus in family, one day bad news go fall for Niger, then go regret fall for Niger.